91X News.
It's 0 degrees and lightly snowing. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. A Kingston jury is getting final instructions from the judge today before they begin deliberating the fate of three members of the Shafia family. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba, and son Hamed are accused of murdering the three teenage Shafia daughters and Mohammed's first wife in a polygamous marriage. The four bodies were found in a car in the Rideau Canal near Kingston in June of 2009. 91X reporter Katrina Ginevazin brings us the latest from Kingston.
The judge went over, went through this morning, explained to the jury that this was either an accident or a planned murder that was made to look like an accident. He went through the detailed testimonies of the OPP reconstruction officer that was at the scene, talked about the tire marks that were there, the grass marks that were found, and the way that the tires had marked up the rocks that were near the scene. He's going to continue this afternoon talking about the issues of motive, the evidence of planning and the deliberation, and those are just a few things. Once all this is completed, the jury is going to have to go through the testimony of about 58 witnesses and 160 exhibits. So anyways, as we await the rest of the charges, we will keep you updated with what's going on with the rest of the afternoon. So reporting from Kingston, I'm Katrina Ginevazin for 91X News.
The family of a woman murdered by Russell Williams is now suing the former colonel and his estranged wife. Steve Henniger of the Canadian Press brings us that story.
Williams is serving a life sentence for the sex murders of Jessica Lloyd and Corporal Marie-France Como. Lloyd's 31-year-old brother, Andy, says he and his mother have filed suit in Belleville, Ontario, seeking damages for their mental suffering.
We just wanted a fast resolution. We just want to get this behind us and move on with life.
Along with the murders, Williams was also convicted of two sexual assaults and dozens of fetish break-ins. The former commander of CFB Trenton was kicked out of the Army and his uniform was burned. Steve Henniger, the Canadian Press.
Prince Edward County OPP and members of Project Long Arm did a major drug haul Wednesday. Officers arrived at a Johnson Street home just after 9:30 in the morning. Marijuana, hashish, and magic mushrooms were found inside, as well as evidence of trafficking and a small indoor grow operation. The approximate street value of the drugs is found just over $10,000. 44-year-old Eleanor Darby Nelson and 38-year-old Scott Dautry, both from Picton, are charged with trafficking of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, production of a controlled substance, and possession of a weapon. They'll appear in court next month. Saputo Incorporated is recalling milk from Ontario because it might have cleaning solution in it. The milk being recalled is the 4-liter bags of 2% Nielsen True Taste microfiltered partly skimmed milk. Only bags with a best before date of February 12th are affected. Milk should not be used, even if it doesn't look or smell bad. So far, there has not been one reaction to the milk. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
A full schedule of games is set tonight in Junior A. Wellington face North York at the Duke Dome at 7:30, while Trenton host Ottawa for 7:30 as well. Other games include Cobourg against Lindsay and Kingston versus Peterborough. Trenton still lead the East Division with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. A battle for the Australian Open title and the number one ranking in women's tennis will take place tonight. Ricky Swanell of ABC previews the final and explains that fans at Rod Laver Arena might need to bring earplugs to the match.
An extra edge to the final between third seed Victoria Azarenka and fourth seed Maria Sharapova, with the winner to take top spot in the rankings. Sharapova's looking to add to her 3 Grand Slam titles, the last being in Melbourne in 2008, while Azarenka is into her first major final and trying to win the first singles Grand Slam for Belarus. The pair have met 6 times for 3 wins each, although it's the younger Azarenka who's had the most recent success. There's no denying it will be a noisy final, with both players heavily criticised for their grunting. Hopefully it'll be their tennis that does the talking. Ricky Swanell, Melbourne.
It's a big match tonight at the BC Place in Vancouver as Canada's women's soccer team play for a place in the Olympics. The unbeaten Canadians will have home field advantage as they confront Mexico in the semifinals of the CONCACAF Olympic qualifying tournament. The winner competes in the soccer tournament to be held at the Olympic Games in London this August. The United States and Costa Rica play in the other semifinal to decide the remaining qualifier. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
All freezing rain warnings that were in effect for the area earlier have been lifted for the moment. Today, about 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a high near zero. Tonight, light snow ending early this evening, then mainly cloudy, the low of minus 4. Saturday, cloudy, snow beginning in the morning with a high of plus 2. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of flurries, windy, the low minus 3, and a high of minus 1. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose De Barros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.